For Kabach and Changing Hands Bookstore, I'm Randy Kinkle, and this is Book Notes, a book club for lovers of the arts. And Kabach Changing Hands Bookstore Book Notes selections for April is White Tears by Hari Kunzru, published by Knopf. I purposely came into this book not really knowing what it was about, and that's rare for me, but sometimes I enjoy the element of surprise and not quite knowing what I'm getting into. And in this case, it was a very cool surprise. The author, Hari Kunzru, born in London, has written four other novels, The Impressionist, Transmission, My Revolutions, and Gods Without Men, as well as a short story collection, Noise, and a novella, Memory Palace. He's a Guggenheim Fellow and has won prizes including the Somerset Maugham Award and a British Book Award. His work's been translated into 21 languages. His short stories and journalism have been in The New York Times, The Guardian, The New Yorker, and The Washington Post. I have to tell you, White Tears grabbed me right away and held on to me all the way through. In the language of the book and the blues, I was the horse, and this book rode me. It's frighteningly intense and wonderfully written in a way that doesn't give away the important stuff too soon. It starts off pretty innocently as a story about two college students in love with music and technology who accidentally stumble on a blues tune from the past, and as a consequence, tangle with a violent, vengeful ghost who has a score to settle with some dead relatives. The violence spills over to others around them as well, and the characters become entangled with other characters who've been victimized by the spirit in the past. Story's compelling, well-told, nicely paced, with the only confusing thing being the time travel that had me making notes a lot of the time to keep up with what was happening to who, which I do recommend, by the way. Also, I don't know if this is a standard thing in fiction now or what, because I haven't seen this before, but I really liked the way he put the dashes right next to the characters' verbal interactions. It made it a lot easier to keep track of who was saying what. There are a couple of things that were mildly annoying to me, the sudden inexplicable time travel plunging you into different characters and or eras. It was hard to get used to, but eventually I got it. What certain characters were doing in the story and exactly how they were connected to each other, it was never really clear to me, and I didn't feel like it was ever explained. That could have been intentional, or I might have just missed something along the way. It happens. There were a few times when I had to stop and look up a word, which I actually don't mind, but it felt a little like he was showing off, like these were words he just learned and decided to stick them in there just for the heck of it. They stuck out like a preppy white boy in a backwoods Mississippi juke joint. There are a lot of heavy topics in this book, racial injustice, white appropriation of music, and the challenging of assumptions about race, musical authenticity, and white privilege that might be uncomfortable to confront. They kind of were for me. I saw some of myself in these guys, the white and the black, the good and the not so good. Kunzru has the chops to make you feel like you're right there, down in the middle of today's dusty, dirty, humid Mississippi Delta, and also the one that existed 100 years ago. Well written, yes. Great horror story, sure. Social commentary that makes you think long after you put the book down, that's as rare as the book's mythical recording of the legendary blues man Charlie Shaw. But that's exactly what Hari Kunzru has done with White Tears. White Tears by Hari Kunzru is the Kabach Changing Hands Bookstore Book Note selection for April 2017. You can find out more about the book and buy it at a 20% Book Notes discount by going to www.changinghands.com. For Kabach and Changing Hands Bookstore, I'm Randy Kinkle, and this is Book Notes, a book club for lovers of the arts.